From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Senate Finance Committee today is scheduled to vote on a major bill to overhaul the U.S. health care system. This is the last committee that needs to vote on the bill before it's open for floor debate. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The committee is expected to pass the bill, but it may first have to grapple with a contentious report from industry that suggests reform will sharply increase the cost of medical insurance. A study commissioned by a trade group called America's Health Insurance Plans said the bill would add $1,700 to the cost of a family policy in 2013 and $600 to the price of a single policy. Supporters of health care overhaul disputed that figure. One key congressional staffer called it a hatchet job designed to shape the outcome more to the insurance industry's liking. The dispute is unlikely to derail the vote today. The Senate Finance Committee considers a bill that will dramatically reduce the number of uninsured Americans at a cost of $829 billion over 10 years. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in Moscow today, where Iran's nuclear ambitions top her agenda in meetings with Russia's president and foreign minister. According to a State Department official, the secretary will talk to them about specific forms of pressure Russia would be willing to use against Iran if it doesn't offer sufficient proof that its nuclear program is peaceful. Russia has long been hesitant about imposing new sanctions on Iran because of the nuclear issue, but recently Russia indicated it may be changing its position following the revelation that Iran is building a uranium enrichment plant. Clinton has warned Iran that the world won't wait indefinitely for proof that it is not trying to develop nuclear weapons. Spain's prime minister is traveling to Washington to meet today with President Obama. Many in Spain hope the visit will close a difficult chapter in U.S.-Spanish relations that started during the Iraq War. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
When Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero took office in 2004, one of his first moves was to pull Spanish troops out of Iraq. He then went further than most other European leaders in criticizing the Bush administration's war on terror. In what was seen as an obvious slight, President Bush never invited Zapatero for a bilateral meeting at the White House. Here in Spain, the snub was seen as a major foreign policy failure for Zapatero. But President Obama has said he would treat the Spanish prime minister differently. And Zapatero has been making efforts to get on Mr. Obama's good side. He's boosting Spain's military presence in Afghanistan and offering to take in a few prisoners from Guantanamo. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
Oil prices rose to near $74 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for November delivery was up by 52 cents to $73.79 a barrel. This is NPR News. The capital of Guinea is bracing for the second in a two-day strike after the city was brought to a standstill yesterday. Unions called the work stoppage in memory of more than 150 opposition supporters killed by security forces 2 weeks ago. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Acton reports.
The union strike call was heated and shops, businesses and banks remained closed in the Guinean capital, Conakry. Riot police patrolled the city's quiet streets. Most people stayed at home to mourn those killed in the brutal military crackdown, during which human rights groups reported that women were publicly raped by soldiers. Critics of Guinea's military junta hope the strike, combined with regional talks on the crisis, will heap pressure on the discredited military leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, and force him to resign. West African ministers have been meeting with Guinea's feuding factions, and the head of the Commission of the Regional Bloc warned that Guinea risked slipping into dictatorship. Ophelia Quist-Acton, NPR News, Dakar.
The Taliban have claimed responsibility for a 22-hour attack on Pakistan's army headquarters over the weekend, and yesterday a suicide bombing that was aimed at Pakistani troops killed more than 40 people. The Taliban say a faction from Punjab carried out the weekend attack. The Los Angeles Dodgers will face the Philadelphia Phillies in the first game of the National League Championship Series on Thursday in Los Angeles. The Phillies moved into the series by surviving a wild finish yesterday in Game 4 of their division series in Colorado. The Phillies won the game 5-4 with a 3-run rally in the ninth inning. They won the series 3-1. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.